I only buy my mother gifts she explicitly asks for. Yes, you heard that right. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing really well. There's a lot to cover in this episode, so I'm just going to jump in. I'm gonna ramble, but there's a lot to cover. So it's gonna just be chaos, which is a problem for the version of myself that's gonna edit this. But for me, I just get the word vomit. So let's all enjoy it. Okay, so first things first. This was supposed to be a 3-month goal update episode, which hasn't been happening for a while. So instead of that, I'm just going to go over a few things that have been happening and things that are going to come up, just so we can all get on the same page. Just because. Also, Black Friday, which is most likely going to be the title of this episode. And I realize I'm talking very fast. So I'm going to slow it down and take a breath and then we'll continue. So, in terms of goals for the year that I should have wrapped up and should have been ending off and kind of tallying up the score, I'm not gonna do that. Actually, hold on. I will. Let me just grab something. We know what happened with a bullet journal, but I actually just pulled it out quickly to kind of get an overview of what I wanted to do and what I wanted to build on. And obviously, I didn't go back further. But the things I did want to do was reach inbox zero and make it a habit. I wanted to sort out my externals, which I did get to, and then have a system in place for my laptop to store files and folders, which I did think I did manage to make some sort of system. It's not done yet. And then empty all the photos from my phones and my drive, which I'm working on. And then move things to my podcast external, which is a separate one that I have, which I did start doing. So those were goals I did set beginning of the year, from last year December till this year Feb. I achieved most of those, and the others were more habit building, which I did stop and start. So I think I did quite well with that. In terms of goals, let me just go back. Hold on. Okay, so I've just pulled up my goals episode from March at the beginning of the year, and wow, these aren't that great, but I don't regret it. So I used the 12 areas of life as a starting point, which is awesome, and just like basic life things have been my goal, which just shows in what disarray I currently am in, which is not surprising because I am a very high functioning bad doing person. And by that I mean life can be going bad and I can be really stuck and I cannot be happy, but I'm functioning at a very high level. That is me. And just seeing these things is sad. And honestly, this is not a pity party. This is just kind of highlighting what I've been doing recently is good. So not in like a sad way, in just a wake up, shake up kind of way. Your basic goal in life should not be to have these things be your focus right now. And it's not a comparison thief of joy situation. Literally, I should not be trying to get 8 hours of sleep, read, meditate, exercise, and eat a healthy, decent, balanced lifestyle at 30. This should have been done like 5 years ago. And also, like, I should have done more. I could have done more. Because I'm just going through the list. Like, it is basic human needs and rights at this point in the world we live in. Like, honestly. I mean, reading, meditation, doing free courses. I should not have so little free time that I can't do an hour a week or day of a free course. Especially when I have an entire weekend free. I should be able to go and sit in a corner and write in a journal. I should not have to do a lot of the things I currently used to do and occasionally still do. And it's been eye-opening. I have been trying a new thing to kind of future plan and figure out what I want. And having to reflect in this way is just really upsetting me because it just shows how bad it was. And what I want is reasonable and achievable. So that is going to be a New Year episode. I'm slaying. Like, I cannot wait to share that one. But that will be then and this is now. One of the things I do see here is financial life and focus on it. And yes, I think this is like the best one ever because I've ticked all the boxes. I've done my emergency fund. I've started with that. I am buying things that I need, like big ticket items. I see that here. I don't really have debt, but I have made a more concerted effort to not let things roll over because I have a grid that I use for things that are recurring payments. I just double check that they are paid and they go off and that they're in the right place. I've started investing this year, which was fun. So this is the best one out of all of them. Career. Ooh. Okay. I've been applying. I've been searching. A job I actually applied for got back to me. They said like, yeah, cool. Here's the job. And then I'm like, okay, cool. I just want more clarity. And they just like ghosted me. I was like, how dare you? But okay. Quality of life. This one has been like the world's biggest squiggle. Because it's not just like an up and down or a round and round or a spiral. It's just like a squiggle. It goes everywhere. Because yes, I've gone out more, but then also I've stayed in more. But then I've seen my friends a bit more, but also I haven't gone out as much. So it's been weird. Yeah, I'm done rambling about that. But wow, I think I did well with my goals despite not being too strict about them. And I think that's a brilliant thing because like they've always been in the periphery. One thing I forgot to mention was I was skimming through my bullet journal and I completely forgot to just track them and check them, but I had the double spread. So bullet journaling is clearly not for me. I loved it. I think if I put in a bit more effort and had a better habit and routine around it, I would slay. But no, just it's not gonna work this year. I didn't prep hard enough. But I do have quite a few good learning curves from that. I think maybe next year if I try bullet journaling, or not next year, the next year after that, 2025. If I do try bullet journaling after that, we never know. But I'm keen to see what's going to happen. Anyway, moving forward, I've been rambling too long. So, first and foremost, aside from what this episode should have been, Podmas starts on the 1st of December. Yes, once December. Like, I need to do so much. I finally narrowed down the questions because I had like 7 or 8 lists of questions that I got from a website, and some of the questions were repetitive, but I tried to make them more fun and not very winter or December themed. More of just general get to know me kind of questions or what my thoughts are on things. So I've gotten my list together and I need to start focusing on how I'm gonna answer it, when I'm gonna answer it, how I plan on doing it, because it's one question a day and you don't wanna record 2 in advance because there are some questions like, what was your highlight of December? And it's like, I can't record on the 28th of November and December hasn't happened yet. So I'm thinking maybe do the first 15 and then do the rest like a day in advance or 2 days in advance just so I can be a step ahead, but we'll see. But I have narrowed down the list, which I'm very grateful for. But yeah, it's gonna be general fun questions and not very like, what's your favorite snow activity? Excuse you, I've never seen snow in person. I wouldn't know. So pointless question. So it's things like that I'm trying to avoid. So focusing on ones that I can actually answer has been my goal, and I'm glad to say I've got the list together. I just need to execute. So we'll see how that goes, but I'm excited to do that. Now, as per usual, with Podmas comes Christmas, or actually vice versa. With Christmas comes Podmas, not the other way around. Either way, I have become a huge Christmas crazy person. I did ask my friend when we went out in July, somewhere there, maybe August. I can't remember. We went to one of the vineyards nearby for a very like brunchy kind of meetup, and it was awesome. And I ended up asking her because her birthday is the 25th of December. And I asked her, do you remember if I was a person who loved Christmas or hated Christmas? She's like, you used to hate Christmas, but I can see you don't anymore. And I'm like, yeah, because we were friends at university and we fell just distant and we reconnected again, which is awesome. And the fact that I'm like, okay, so it was like university, yeah, it is. And then I mentioned to her like, I think it's money. Because back then I was a broke student, I couldn't afford gift, and she's like, that's it, like Because now that you're working, you can afford like top tier gifts. And I'm just like, yes, absolutely. So I think it's maybe that. Maybe it's just like I'm more autonomous and I have more decision-making power. So I can be like, I hate that color scheme on the tree. Absolutely not. Let's do it this way. Or I can buy ornaments for the tree. I can help with decorations. Like I now can do more for Christmas instead of just being dictated to, which I love. So maybe it's just that, but I've become a Christmas crazy kind of person. However, the bug hasn't hit me yet this year for some reason. And it's almost the end of November. So I'm waiting to see when it comes because I'm just firmly believing like it's just the burnout. Just the burnout makes me not care. And for anyone who has been burnt out, you don't care about anything because you just don't have any emotional, physical, mental capacity to care about anything. So once you've burnt out and you've kind of hit rock bottom, you have to kind of start building up your tolerance again. So you go from absolutely nothing to slowly adding things you care about. And for me, Christmas hasn't hit yet. And honestly, I'm chilled about it because I can explain it away because of the burnt out. But maybe once I start actively doing Podmas episodes, maybe the bug will hit then. Because I have done a bit of Christmas shopping and I'm like, ooh, it's a tingle, but like nothing major. So maybe it's that. Maybe it's just the burnout. Maybe I'm still just slightly exhausted and building, like I said, that tolerance. But we'll see. We'll get there and hopefully the bug will come hit me. I did get excited hearing that there's Christmas songs seeping into my playlist. So, like I said, it's like a tingle, it's building. We'll see when it hits, but yeah, I'm excited. Which, as I mentioned, Christmas gifts, I've actually sorted them out a bit more. I already have gifts for my brother, my brother's girlfriend, which gifts are like packed and ready to go, like in a bag, wrapped. Got the nice decorative tissue paper, like ready to go kinds of gifts. So my brother's girlfriend, my sister, I have a gift, and I'll explain a bit later about Black Friday, but I have another gift I'm getting her that I need to just go buy. But I spoke to her about it. So like with my mother, I actually spoke to my sister and I'm like, I want to buy you this. She's like, hold off. Let me just think about it. And I'm like, perfect, cool. You see something, you let me know. Cool. My father's gift, I haven't purchased for him yet. I know what it is. I know where I can get it, but it's kind of like a consumable. So I don't want to get it too early because things expire and you don't want that. So I'm going to go at a later date to buy that for him. And my mother hasn't told me what she wanted. So in case you are a newbie and you've never heard of this podcast or previous episodes or me, hi, welcome, I'm Pyro. But with me, I only buy my mother gifts she explicitly asks for. Yes, you heard that right. I go to her and I tell her, this day is coming up, what would you like? All because I've bought gifts in the past and they sit like white elephants in the house. I don't like that. So whatever she tells me, I get. Or I'm like, do you want it from this shop? Do you want it from that shop? Do you want to browse? Must I get it for you online? Or if she doesn't want something, she can instead get a favor as a gift. Meaning I can go take her somewhere. I can do something for her. I can drive her to a place that's very out the way. So there is some sort of whatever she wants aspect to it. But she has to explicitly ask for it. Otherwise, nothing comes. And that's all on her. So she's well aware of this. Everyone's well aware of this. But I ask my mother what she wants. And she tells me. And then she gets it. And then no gift goes to waste. And also, it's not like time limited. Like, hey, if you don't tell me by the 24th, nothing's gonna happen. Like, no, we don't do that. That's just rude. So sometimes gifts pile up. And she's just like, okay, cool. I'll take this as a gift. And then I'll take that as a gift. Or, you know, we can combine gifts. And then like my birthday and Christmas can be this gift. Or, for example, she likes to go to BE to visit my cousin since my aunt passed. And we were just like, if you want, as a birthday gift, we'll all club and like pay your way to go to BE. So like, we'll collaborate on the airfare. My father will pay for accommodation. My brother will pay for airfare one way, I will pay for airfare one way, and my sister will like contribute money for walking around money, as we call it, or whatever. But like, it's whatever is wanted, needed by my mother explicitly as she asks for it. So that's on her. And yes, buying gifts like this can get expensive, which is why, like I said at the top of the episode, I did brilliant on my finances, because I start saving almost immediately after the event happens for the following year. And three distinct categories I have are Christmas, New Year's, and Black Friday. And I save money for these actively every single month up until that time period comes. So I'm able to get treats for Christmas with the Christmas money, I buy nice champagne for New Year's from the New Year's money. The Black Friday one I use to actually buy Christmas gifts on Black Friday. So it all works in tandem. And speaking of Black Friday, I actually didn't buy a lot this year. I spent most of my time researching before I buy gifts. So, like I said, I've got my gifts sorted out. And one thing I did actually buy this Black Friday, which I'm super excited about, is a new chair for myself, for my desk. So I've been using an old chair that my mother had. My brother actually used it prior. And this is just, for anyone who doesn't have siblings, this is the natural progression of hand-me-downs. My brother used the chair, he got himself a new chair, so I got his hand-me-down chair, which I'm still using right now. I haven't opened up the new chair, but the progression was my brother got the chair and he bought himself a new one, then I got passed on the chair. Now that I've bought myself a new one, my sister's gonna get the chair. So that is just how hand-me-downs work. So my sister's gonna get this chair, I'm gonna set up the new one. And that is what I bought myself for Black Friday, a new office chair. Because obviously I sit at my office chair and I work my 9-to-5. And then when I'm done with my 9-to-5, I work my podcast or my free time or my research or whatever I'm doing, but I'm still sitting on that chair. So getting a new chair is so relieving, because I've been meaning to get one and I've been looking, but I haven't found a decently priced one. And yes, I got this at Macro, but also I was able to sit on the chair, measure it, feel it, do everything, and it was awesome. So I know exactly what I'm getting, I know what it should look like, I know what it should feel like, and I'm super excited. So yeah, that is Black Friday. I am extremely excited for it and I cannot wait. So happy. So yeah, Black Friday was really good this year. No complaints, no stress. It was actually very chill. I didn't go all out, I didn't put in leave, none of that, and I didn't overspend. So I still have quite a bit of money in the Black Friday fund, which I'm gonna use for any excess gifts for, like I said, my father, my mother, if I see anything else on special. But yeah, that is all within the Black Friday budget. And that is the key thing I want to highlight when it comes to these type of big spend days: budget. I will always be the person to be like, whoa, relax, you don't need to overspend. Because aside from Christmas and Easter, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are one of the biggest spending weekends, I would say. At least in South Africa, I'm not sure about the rest of the world. But it's hectic, because this is kind of like rolling over from October. Because if you are in America, Halloween is a big thing and you spend money on candy and costumes and everything. And then that rolls over to November, where you have Black Friday and it's just sales, sales, sales. So you think you need to buy, and then Christmas comes along and you are ruined. And then you start off the beginning of the year with January, because you are worrying about how you're gonna recoup your money. So I'm not your mother, I won't tell you how to spend your money. However, I would just gently ask you to just spend your money wisely and then plan for next year better, because that is all we can do. We just live and learn, literally learning curves all the way. I have been doing this for years. I've had these savings pockets for years because I have lived and learned it. So that is just me. Like, going off on a quick tangent, just follow me quickly. I have one for Easter because I've learned Easter can be a very expensive time for our family. We don't really do a lot of religious services or anything like that, but we do love Easter chocolates. And I've bought the lint. You've seen it. You know about it. I love it. It is a thing to buy lint, but lint is expensive. So I save up money every year, buy the lint chocolates, and off we go. And I've actually saved up so much and got them on special when it is Easter, because there's always a special, that I've actually got extra money left in that account to roll over for the next year, because I still actively save. So making sure you actually have money to spend for this time of year is better than putting it on credit. Just saying. Like I said, I'm not your mother, I'm not a financial advisor, but saving to spend for a particular season is better than putting it on credit and paying it back off, because you never know what will happen. So track what you spend now if you've already spent and it's done, and kind of work out what you spent. Do you think you're going to buy the same stuff next year? And then if you are, because maybe you spent the day just going out and having fun, like a lot of places had deals, so you were like, okay, I'm gonna get coffee there, I'm gonna get snack there, I'm gonna get takeaways there, and then I'm gonna buy some stuff here, and it came up to whatever amount. Take that amount, round it up, and then divide it by 12, and then every month save up that amount of money until next year. Or if you can save it up in a smaller amount, do that. For example, if you spend $1,000 for 10 months, you save up 100, and for the other month or 2 months, you save up an extra 100. That means you have more than what you spent in 1 month in a savings account, and you've got the cash on hand. Why not do that? You won't be putting it on credit, or if you do have a specific point system, use the credit card, pay it off immediately, get your points. Do you? But always saving before you spend is the best thing I will ever say, and pad your budget. So if there's an increase in prices or inflation or whatever, you're good. I mean, you spent it now. Feb is South Africa's cutoff for financial year. Inflation is coming. Pad the budgets. Like, pad your budget. Please, just give me a second to get off my soapbox before I move on to the next one. So I know I just went on a whole tangent of how to spend your money, how not to spend your money, how to save your money. And honestly, I feel a bit preachy. I've been very annoying about finances this year, but I'm kind of proud of that because I've been doing well. So I did crack down on frivolous spending in order to focus on my future and what I want. Because buying and owning a house, not an apartment, not a duplex, an entire house in this economy is not easy. It's something I'm trying to do. And saving any extra money has been really good, especially because I've had a bit of extra because I do have a job that earns commission, so it's not fixed. Well, there's a fixed amount, but there's also a commission amount. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. And actively investing my money has been incredible. Yes, full disclaimer, I only earned like 3 rand maybe in dividends this year. But that's fine, because it's money I earned once and got paid out twice. That is the way I look at it. And yes, I earned a fraction of the amount I earned the initial time, but that is exactly how investing works. You work for your money now, and you invest it in a good place, and it'll pay you more later down the line. And that to me has been incredible, because it's money I'm happy to not have just spent or blown, but rather invested. Because I'm gonna be honest, I still buy stuff here and there. Like I said, I crack down, but I still buy things whenever I want. And yeah, it's not extravagant, it's not over the top, it's not gonna break a bank. It's just a Starbucks or a Vita or a treat, and that's okay. That is absolutely fine, because some people are gonna be like, oh, that's unnecessary, that's frivolous. Like, to each their own, okay, we don't judge. But to me, it's an investment in relationships, in friendships. If going out by myself is a form of self-care, I'm never gonna feel bad about it. I'm not gonna feel bad or sad or bad. I'm only gonna be glad about the meal I had with a friend that I spent money on. I'm gonna be happy I bought that eye cream that's a bit on a higher end than the rest of the cheaper products I own. But as I always say, join me. Self-care isn't selfish. Like, that is the phrase that pays. Self-care isn't selfish. And if I'm gonna spend a bit more money on myself, I will, because guess what? I earned my money. I don't have to answer to not no one about my money and how I spend it. I'm not doing illicit things with it. No, thank you. Why? What's the point? I don't need that. I can spend it on whatever I want. And if making me happier with my money is something I can do, you best believe I'm gonna do that. So, getting off my high horse this time. The second last point I'm gonna make is clearing things out. I have been decluttering. I have just in general been trying to get all my ish together, and it has been a slow process. Like I mentioned, I've been trying to do this since last year as a goal in my book, and it's getting there. It's one bite of the elephant at a time, but I will say it has made a huge difference to my mental health, to change my physical space as well as my digital space. Because opening up my laptop and not seeing everything waiting to be put in a correct folder is really relieving. So trust me, the biggest thing I would ever recommend for you going forward is take small gaps in your day, in your life, whenever you can, to just clean, clear, downsize, clear out, get rid of, sort through, look at, just do something. I mean, especially if you have that week period between Christmas or Boxing Day and like New Year, there's like a solid 2-3 days where you like bored out of your mind, do it then. Just take something and clean it, clear it, declutter it, throw out the old, breathe in the new air. Just try that, because after Christmas and Boxing Day, you're just like, I'm so full of food. I've seen everyone, because, you know, everyone visits family. Like, I've seen everyone's face. I don't want to see their face. I've eaten all the food. I don't want to eat the food. I'm still hungover. I don't want to drink. I just want to layer. I just want to relax. And then you look around your space and you're like, oof, you know what? I think I'm going to clean that. Do it. Don't even question it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get up. Do it. Don't waste your time. Get up. Do it. Go for it. And in conclusion to this TED Talk, gratitude. I have been trying to practice gratitude, and I'm going to phrase it like this because I wrote the note. I've been trying to practice gratitude while having an attitude. And if you know what having an attitude is, because you can hear it in the tone that I'm delivering it, you know you're in trouble when you have an attitude. And let me explain what happened. I left the house the other day and I was extremely upset. Like, I was fuming. Yet, I still tried to be grateful for the fact that I could leave my house. I could go, I could take a walk, I could be by myself and still be mad and have the time to actually fume over the situation before going home. Which sounds crazy, but let me get into it quickly. I was able to leave my house, which is a privilege, because I went out the door, I got in a car, and I drove off. How many people do you know cannot physically leave the immediate environment once something pops off? Like, that in itself is a privilege to me, which I'm grateful for. After that, I drove to the mall because I had errands to run, which is what I planned to do, but I got to do it alone. I did not have to drag someone else with me because I don't drive, I don't have a car, none of those things. Like, I could do it by myself. I didn't have to have someone help me to get there. I didn't have to take an Uber. I didn't have to interact with anyone in order to do that. Or, and this was another gratitude I had, I didn't have immediate responsibilities, like a child that I needed to fetch or a spouse that I needed to fetch from work or anything like that, which could have resulted in me like shouting at them, being upset at them, getting mad at them, being short with them. Like, none of those, which is a privilege I was very, very grateful for. And also because it was my lunch break and I work from home, that made it much easier. So even while I was upset, I could still be grateful while taking my lunch hour to just be angry, be upset, process my emotions, and then let it go before returning to work. So gratitude is a practice I have been consciously trying to do, and I'm getting there. It's a hard process because a lot of times, like I said, with the burnout, it's just like, woe is me, and I'm trying to not do that. So it's a process. I'm making the best of it. And I like that the new typo diary I mentioned does have a gratitude section, because a lot of times with the bullet journal, I struggled to be like, oh, I need to make space to write the gratitude, and then maybe I'd make the space and I just never get to write it. So a lot of things can happen, and I'm very, very grateful that I am actually just very conscious about it now. So yay me. So I'm at the end of the episode now. I've been going on for way too long. And I'm gonna end off this episode with something I told my sister, because She needed to hear it, and I think the rest of the world needs to hear it as well. Life doesn't stop coming because you have things going on. That is literally what I told her to her face. Which I know sounds harsh, but the reality of life is that the world doesn't stop turning because I was burnt out. It didn't stop because she had an assignment she needed to do. It hasn't stopped now that Christmas is almost upon us. It didn't stop when the world had Halloween, and it's not gonna stop on Black Friday. Like, people are actually waiting for the time to tick over so they can run into shops. The hamster wheel of planet Earth keeps spinning. You can choose to do things a different way to make it easier for you. Go for it. You can choose to do things in a way that protects your headspace, your boundaries, yourself. And that's fine. Literally do you, because you can only live your life. You can't live someone else's, and someone else can't live your life for you. I.e. vicarious living. Don't fall into that trap. No, don't do that. Your life is yours, okay? Focus on you, do what's best for you, and just be you, because everyone else is already taken. Thank you for listening to this ramble and a half. Podmas is going to be coming at you with daily episodes from the 1st of December until Christmas, the 25th. And the final episode of the year will be on the 27th. So you have this episode, you have the whole of Podmas, and then you've got the final episode for December before we start the brand new year, which I'm very excited about. So I cannot wait. The song of the week is one that I was actually very reluctant to choose as the song of the week, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So Bratitude is a song in the Bratz movie. You can find it on Spotify, which obviously I will link down below. But the Bratitude song is so cute. If you've seen the movie, because they literally perform the song in the movie, it is one of the best songs ever. Like, they literally say, "My Bratitude is my attitude." Like, you have an attitude of a brat. And I'm just like, they managed to turn something completely negative, put a Z on it, and boom, it's now a trend. And I'm just like, you go, girls. Like, the Bratz movie is one of my favorite movies. And I'm just like, how is this not on everyone's playlist? So that song is a brilliant song. I generally try and stay away from songs, particularly from movies or theater or Broadway. But I think this deserves an honorable song of the week. So that is this week's song of the week. I will leave it below, and I will see you in the next one. Remember, keep being a better being and enjoy Podmas for daily episodes. I will see you then. Love you. Bye.